Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic DX Press Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
Beginning our program this time, this is the information from the ionospheric prediction service in Sydney, New South Wales here in Australia concerning solar activity. The IPS reports that the level of solar activity has now fallen to what they state as very low. The 10 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 97.97, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 44. And those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. Now, we're currently running through solar cycle 24, and the plateau for this cycle is expected sometime later in 2014. However, there is daily disturbances with solar activity and daily changes of conditions, which mean that the current low level of solar activity is mitigating against reliable high frequency propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths over long distance routes on frequencies above about 14 megahertz. However, daylight transmissions above 14 megahertz on long distance paths will continue to be quite reliable. Now, we have some information concerning propagation and monitoring. First of all, propagation at solar noon on the shortest day. The solar noon is the time at which the sun is at its greatest altitude. On June 21, 2014, it actually occurred at 02:22 UTC. Here in Melbourne, that's 12:22 PM local time, at an altitude of 28.8 degrees above the northern horizon. And for those of us resident in Melbourne, we enjoyed only 9 hours 32 minutes of daylight on that day. And as a matter of interest, the distance from Melbourne to the sun at that time was 152,040 million kilometres. So during the solar noon, quite interesting propagation conditions usually appear here in Melbourne, which is our midwinter period. This is a sample of spectrum occupancy I noted in the 9 MHz band between 0159 and 0230, spanning the solar noon window, and that was on June 22. 9400 Radio Free Asia from the Sitkiuani relay station in Lithuania, with programming in Uyghur to signing off at 0200. That's just a little bit before the solar noon window. 9420, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Arabic, also closing at 0200. And 9470, China Radio International from the Kashi site in China, with English to signing off at 0200. Now, on 9490, Radio Republica, a broadcasting organisation using the Monsignore French Guiana relay station, Spanish at around 0210. And 9500, China National Radio Network 1, with Chinese. Now, Radio Romania International, two frequencies noted in this time period, 9520 in Romanian, signing on at 0200, and also on 9645, signing on at 0200 in Spanish. And 9570, China Radio International from the Serik relay station in Albania, Chinese at 0215, and the Spanish service in China Radio International on 9595 from the Kashi station in China, also at 0215. Another frequency for the Spanish program for China Radio International from Kashi was 9760-0215 and 9815 at the top end of the 31 metre band, China Radio International from Kashi with Chinese at 0210. And finally, 9860, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Spanish between 0200 and 0215. So that was a sample of spectrum occupancy I noted recently here in Melbourne in the 9 MHz band between 0159 and 0230, spanning the solar noon window on our shortest day, June 22, 2014. In fact, those conditions will continue to be observed in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Now, some news about schedule changes for major international broadcasters. The schedule changes continue to be made by various stations to try and avoid the effects of low sunlight activity and to avoid interference from other broadcasters. First of all, Radio Deutsche Welle. Frequency changes made recently include 0800 to 0830, in Pash 2 and 0830 to 0900 in Dari to Afghanistan. The new station or new transmitting frequency is 17800 from the Dabaya relay station in the UAE, and that replaces the relay station at Kigali in Rwanda. And 1800 to 1900 Deutsche Welle, 17860 from the Madagascar relay station to West Africa in Hausa, and that's a transmission schedule change with a minor alteration of the antenna azimuth. Now, 1330 to 1400, the Dari program has been cancelled, and 1400 to 1430, the Pash 2 service has been cancelled, and they were both using 15595 from Kigali in Rwanda. Frequency change has been notified for Radio Free Sarawak, the political broadcasting station which transmits in the E-band language from relay station in Taiwan. The latest frequency is 15425. It's on the air between 1100 and 1230 on Mondays to Saturdays. The station tends to change frequencies quite often to avoid interference. Other frequencies which have been used and which may continue to be used on an alternating basis include 15430, 15420 and 15410. Now, that item about Radio Free Sarawak was actually contributed by the Russian or the shortwave listening digest Bulgaria through its website, and it was using receivers in Novosibirsk, Russia, Taipei, and in Hong Kong. That's remote radio receivers in those places. So Radio Free Sarawak is continuing to change around, to move around, and it operates in that bottom area of the, well, that 15425 to 15430 area of the 19 metre band. Now, some frequency changes or new frequencies notified by the BBC, English World Service. 1530 to 1600 on 17830 from Ascension to Central and East Africa. That's Wednesdays and Thursdays. And 1530 to 1800 on 17685 from Ascension to West Africa on Wednesdays and Thursdays. 2000 to 2100 on 3255 from Mayerton, that's the 90 metre band frequency, mainly in South Africa, to Southern Africa. Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays and Sundays. And The same transmission on 6170, also from Meyerton to Central Africa on the same days. And 9410, same time period, same days to Central Africa, 9410 from Dubaya in the UAE. And 21:32 midnight on 5830 from Meyerton in South Africa to Central Africa on Saturdays. Same transmission on 9510 from Ascension to West Africa, also on Saturdays. And 11625 from Ascension, West Africa, again on Saturdays. And finally, 12025 Ascension to West Africa, Saturdays. And the Hausa service from the BBC, 2000 to 2200, a new frequency is noted as 12060 from the Ascension Island relay station to West Africa, and that's a broadcast on Mondays only. So the frequency changes there for the BBC, and it's understood that some of those frequency changes have been introduced to coincide with broadcast of the World Cup.
And that's all on our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX, and goodbye for now. See you soon.